Hiya, this is Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And you've been voting away on Twitter for what it is you would like us to discuss today. Every single week, we put out a range of topics of, let's say, varying quality, depending who it is in the Anfield Rap Office is charged with putting them out there. You vote away on what you think is the most interesting, and then that decides the order of the show. However, sometimes it doesn't, because everyone with me today has got a wildcard. They can play it any point in the show if they don't want to talk about the topic that you think is the most interesting. Maybe they're just sick of talking about Bellingham. Maybe they're just absolutely sick to the back teeth of talking about Jude Bellingham. Little spoiler alert for you there for what's to come. Or perhaps they just don't have much to offer when it comes to our general sport topic. They have one to play at any point in the show, and they can do so with those wildcards in their back pockets. I've got Abby Rudkin, I've got Fuad Hassan, I've got Mike Bancoli, and I've got Sean O'Donnell. And I'm Amelia Bonner, and we're going to dive straight in to LFC. And your options were Bellingham alternatives, the 21-22 FA Cup run, or Liverpool's away form. It'll come as a surprise to no one that the topic with Bellingham's name in it is what won. I reckon that you don't even look at what the rest of the topic says. You just see Bell and you're like, yeah, that's it. This show is essentially the Jude Bellingham wildcard show and has been for a very long time. But we're going to talk about some alternatives first, Sean, is what we're going to do. And Klopp at his, I think it was the Leeds press conference on Friday, which feels like quite a long time ago now, said that there's kind of interest being expressed or being explored in 12 different midfielders. Sadly, we're not signing all of them, although I wouldn't be disappointed if we did. I think we can guess some of the names on that list, but then as I kind of get further down, there's footballers who I'm not going to pretend to have heard of or know anything about. Who do you think are the kind of the most interesting candidates on that list?
The whole thing is just interesting, isn't it? I think, you know, if we're taking this at face value that it is an alternative world and we are going for Jude Bellingham alternatives, I think the frustrating thing for me is that, you know, not many of them are like him. And I know that's hard to be like Jude Bellingham because he is, you know, a generational talent, as everyone keeps saying. But, you know, would I take Mason Mount? Absolutely, yes. You know, would I see him as a Jude Bellingham alternative? No. I think he's someone who probably complements a team with Jude Bellingham in. I think he's quite similar to what we've got. So Mason Mount is obviously an interesting player, but it's just hard to get excited about Mason Mount when you've been talking about Jude Bellingham for however long we've been talking about him. I think it's in the same vein as Declan Rice, really. I feel like those two are the two big names that stick out for me when we're talking about alternatives. And it's just hard to get super excited about them, knowing that they're almost a consolation prize after we've gone after Jude Bellingham so publicly.